Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, March the 17th, 1985. The Lord bless as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day. We love you. At this time, our choir is going to sing a number that they're practicing for the Easter program. They were going to be singing the last Sunday of March. March 31st, but they're going to be singing now on Easter Sunday, our adult choir is, along with the children and youth choir, I believe, also. And this song says, "The Cleansing Power." Trust you'll be praying for them as they sing at this time. Says we are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Today we'd like to ask Brother Tom to come to read our scripture for us this morning. While he's coming up to the platform, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. We're thankful this morning that Ms. Toller is able to be with us again. I know God's certainly done a good work in her life, and she's had the flu, and it's about to get me, I think. Trust you'll be praying for us as we give the message this morning. We also want to be praying this morning for Brother Laper Giles and his needs, and also for Martha's mom, Kathleen Baker, let's be praying for her. Also, the Tommy Smith family, his funeral is going to be today at 1 o'clock, I believe, for Tommy Smith. Let's be praying for him, for his family today. And then there's a Capps family. I came to the hospital last night. Lizzie Couch went to be with the Lord, and as 10 or 12 of the family was in a room with me last night, one of the sons said to me, "Mom was a Christian. She has gone to be with the Lord." But you know what? I heard some sad words in that room. They said, "We don't have any place to turn to because we're not Christians. We need the Lord when death comes. We need the Lord when the sun shines." So let's pray today for Lizzie Couch's family and these other listed here in the bulletin. Brother Ed White's wife, Ms. White, has surgery this week, I believe. Let's be praying for them. And others listed here in the bulletin. Brother Tom, you come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer, please.
Okay, let's turn in our Bible to Luke 22, and we'll read 50 through 54. "And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far, and he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captain of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off." Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for another opportunity to be in thy house this morning. We thank you for the beautiful day, Lord, that you've given us. And Lord, we thank you for all the things that you do for us daily. We thank you for the word, Lord, that you give us that we can study, Lord, and be better Christians, be better witnesses, Lord, to be a good example daily as we go in our jobs and our things that we do daily, Lord, that we would be a better witness for thee. We pray for the ones, Lord, that's lost, that don't know thee. And Lord, we pray that if there's someone here today that don't know thee, they'll come to know thee before it's too late, before they leave here today, Lord. We pray, too, for the sick people in the hospital, the ones that couldn't be with us today, Lord. We pray that if it be thy will, that you'll bring them back to be with us again. Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
One of the most wonderful songs in our songbook is the one we're going to sing right now as a congregational number. It says, "Blessed Redeemer," page 94. Trust you'll enter into this song and sing out with us. We do have today a blessed Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we stand to sing.
Blessed Redeemer.
I'd ask Brother Sutton to lead us in prayer, please.
Hey, great to have the Father. We thank you this day. We thank you this Sabbath day. We thank you this day set aside by our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray and lay to find ourselves in the Lord's house. We pray for the sick and afflicted, the one spirit of sick and has been set to you. We pray that they be something said is called one. We shall be one every day who has been set before. We pray their hearts be troubled and they come except to you. We are late, too late. We pray for the sick and afflicted. We pray for the one lost world. We pray that we comfort the world's dark eyes. And we pray for the ones in nursing homes, the ones in the hospital. Above all, we pray for our nation. We pray for the whole country that has come together. We never defeat for it's too late. Go with us, we will often to be moved to reach the whole world. Thank you for we have failed in fighting that.
Just before the message, Tom and Fred are going to come to sing a song entitled, Without Him. They were trying to find the words to I'm Living by Faith and couldn't find the words to it, so they're going to be singing Without Him, I Would Be Nothing. And Frances is going to help them. Thank the Lord for her, too. Without him, I would be nothing. Jesus said in John 15 that we preached on last Sunday night, I believe, it's God's will that we bear fruit. And Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Today we're going to be preaching on Simon Peter. During the last few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking on events leading up to Easter and even beyond the resurrection. The 14th of April, we'll be preaching on Thomas. But today we'd like to take these verses that Brother Tom read for us and other verses here in the book of Luke and other places in the Bible as we speak on Simon Peter, following afar off. Before we look into these verses and others, let's look to the Lord again in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee so much that You brought each and every precious soul here today. Father, we thank Thee for each one of them. And just pray that this day would be a time of decision in their life. If they need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, may this be the day when they would do this. Lord, we pray that if we as Your people have been following afar off, like the prodigal son left home and went into a foreign country, Father, we pray that we would come back to Thee and know that You want us to follow close to Thee, not afar off. Father, we love Thee today, and we thank Thee for giving up Your Son, that He also gave up His life, that we, through believing in what He did on the cross and His coming out of the tomb, that we could be saved and born again. We know Your Word gives a wonderful plan of salvation. If we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, that we could be saved. It's with the mouth that we confess, and with the heart that we believe unto righteousness. And Father, we're Your property today. We're nothing without Thee. And we just pray that this service today, Lord, would be all that You'd have it to be, Father, as we seek to lift up Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. The Daily Bread one time, it's been probably a year or two ago now, in one of the editions of the Daily Bread, it said this as a thought for the day. One of the world's greatest tragedies is to lose the sense of Christ's presence and not miss it. I want to read that again. One of the world's greatest tragedies is to lose the sense of Christ's presence and not miss it. The Lord wants us to walk hand in hand with Him. The songwriter said, place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep us to the end. He'll never forsake us. So my prayer for you today is that you'll place your hand today in the nail-scarred hand of Jesus. We need to have a tender conscience. And I know the Lord is able to help us to follow close to Him. It's not hard to become cold and indifferent toward the church, the Lord, toward each other. We had some new member classes a few years ago, and in one of the books it said this. It takes a lifetime to live the Christian life. It takes a lifetime to live the Christian life. There's no quitting place until we step off the ladder into heaven. No quitting place. Simon Peter, I guess sometimes we identify with him. He was a man who had an up and down life until Jesus rose from the dead. Sometimes he made hasty decisions, and he was sad maybe sometimes for the things that he had said here in chapter 22 of Luke and maybe other places. But the Lord was not through with this man yet. He wasn't through with Peter. Pentecost lay ahead. And Peter was going to be preaching at Pentecost. Paul said this in his writings in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I still remember the message I preached on at Brother Lihue Thomas's funeral. And one of these pews is in their memory today that has been padded. I talked to one of their daughters on the telephone, and the message I preached on at Brother Lihue Thomas's funeral was, graduated with honors. Graduated from here up there. We need to be able to say with Paul, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Jesus even said that in our Sunday school lesson this morning. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished what you gave me to do. We need to be faithful to the finish. We're judged by what we finish, not by what we start. Simon Peter, the Lord was not through with him as he followed afar off here in Luke 22 and verse 54. The Lord wasn't through with him, and he's not through with us yet. He's not through with us. Our two key verses are going to be the last part of verse 54 of Luke 22. And also verse 62. It says, and Peter followed afar off. And verse 62 says, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. There was something happened between those two verses. And we're going to look at those right now. What are some things that caused Peter to follow afar off? First of all, self-confidence. Simon Peter said, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. We better watch about bragging, hadn't we? What would we have done had the one that we had followed for 3 years been on trial? How would we have reacted? Peter had said, if everyone fails you, I won't. But Jesus said, before the cock crows, you'll deny me 3 times. Peter also said, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. I'm ready to go with thee. I believe also Peter must have been afraid of what people would say. It says Peter followed afar off. We don't need to fear people. I believe this is one thing that causes many of us not to witness like we should. It's fear of man. I read on a tombstone one time in an illustration this saying, he feared man so little because he feared God so much. God has not given us the spirit of fear as being afraid of someone. And so Peter here followed afar off. What would we have done if we had been in the same situation? One thing I like about Simon Peter is that he got up after the devil knocked him down. Simon Peter got up defeated, but he got up victorious. And in just a few short days, he was going to stand up and preach, and 3,000 souls were going to be saved. We want to look today at some things that will help us not to follow afar off in the Christian life. I'm going to be preaching mostly to Christians from here, I guess, from here to the end of the message, but if you're here and don't know the Lord yet, come to know Him. The Bible says, whom to know is eternal life. The first thing that I'd like to mention that will help us not to follow afar off is to make much of the Lord's day. I want to say it again. Make much of the Lord's day. Everybody needs a day of rest. And I know this is the day I work the hardest, you might say. But friends, this is a day of rest for me as I stand before you each Sunday. Make much of the Lord's day. Instead of the Lord's day being a holy day, so many times it is a holiday. Make much of the Lord's day. I love the verse in Hebrews 10:25. I mentioned this maybe last Sunday even. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. I believe the first step in what you might call a backsliding in the Christian life is we miss a service, and then we miss a service, and the next one's easier to miss. We need this. I need this. Fellowship. Assembling together in God's house. I appreciate each one of you being here in this wonderful crowd that we have today. I believe the closer that we come to the Lord's coming again, the more that you and I need to encourage each other to fellowship together with other Christians. We need each other. I need you and you need me and we need each other. No man is an island. No man liveth to himself. No man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether therefore we live or die, we are the Lord. And we need each other. Peter followed afar off. And he sat down in verse 55. He sat down in the wrong crowd. Our hearts need to be warmed to the things of God. My prayer is as we worship together today and in the days ahead that our hearts will be warmed as the Holy Spirit takes the message of these songs and the message from God's Word and give us strength to say no to sin tomorrow and tomorrow throughout this week. You know the Bible says, for two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. This is the simplest form of church. For even two Christians are met together in His name. He says He's there. He's there in the midst. And I appreciate what the Daily Bread said one time. It says, make Sunday your strong day, and the rest of your days will not be weak days. W-E-A-K. My prayer is that you and I will make Sunday our strong day. And Monday won't be a weak day, a W-E-A-K day. I read about a man who missed church for quite a few Sundays. And his pastor visited him one day. It was during the winter time. And while there, the pastor talked with him, and finally he took a coal off the fire and put that piece of coal that was warm and glowing, he put it by itself. And first thing you know, that piece of coal that was warm and glowing when it was with the other coals on the fire, it started snapping and crackling and popping. It wasn't long until that church member was in church. I tell you, being in fellowship in the Lord's house just does something for you, or it should. It should. If you walk out the doors of this church service today the same as you walked in, then I have failed, or someone has failed. God has not failed. I trust your soul is fed today as we worship together. So make much of the Lord's Day. I believe the second way not to fall afar off is to make much of your prayer life and Bible study. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself. But that's not all that verse. You know, some people study for argument's sake, to argue on the Bible. I don't believe the Bible needs to be argued on it. It needs to be discussed. But this verse says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Make much of your Bible study. Don't be content with just one meal a week. You eat three times a day, most of the time probably, some of you. Others get by on two meals a day. Very few get by on one meal a day. Spiritually speaking, we need to feed on God's Word more than just on Sunday. Make much of your prayer life and Bible study. I've never met anyone, as I've said here many times, I have never met anyone who said I pray too much or I read the Bible too much. Philippians 4:6. Says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We need to pray more. Paul gave the pieces of the Christian armor in Ephesians 6. And in verse 18, after having listed all the pieces of the armor, the Christian armor, he said, praying always, Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer is the oxygen of the soul. And Daniel had rather spend a night in the lion's den than miss a day without prayer. How much do we value prayer? I tell you, if the devil can, he'll get us so busy doing things that we won't have time to pray. Do you find that to be true? We need to pray. I believe another way not to follow afar off as Peter did. Don't forget to exercise. And I don't mean doing jumping jacks. That's all right, too. Most of us, I guess, might could stand that. Some of us could. Don't forget to exercise spiritually. Spiritually. I gave you all a verse to memorize a few years ago. 1 Peter 3:15. I don't know how many of you remember this verse, but it says this. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. In other words, Peter is saying there, we need to witness. We need to give an answer to everyone that asketh us a reason of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear. We had some classes on witnessing a few years ago. And every time we met, I gave this statement. Witnessing is telling the good news in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results with God. Don't forget to exercise. The same Bible that says we're saved by grace through faith also says we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, today faith that doesn't work is useless. That song that they tried to find a while ago, I'm living by faith, it says, I care not today what tomorrow may bring. If shadow or sunshine or pain, the Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. James said, faith without works is dead. Faith without works. We need to have works with our faith. We're saved apart from works, but we work because we are saved. How long has it been since someone saw our faith at work? Last, in closing, let us not forget whose property we are. If we're here today and we know the Lord, we're not our own. We're bought with a price. And therefore, we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God. Romans 12, 1 and 2, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. We're God's property if we're saved. We know the Lord. We're not our own. Many times, I guess, we live as if we are our own property. But we're God's property if we know the Lord. Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to the Lord. Peter followed afar off, and here in Luke 22, he denied his Lord three times. And any time that we mention Simon Peter, the very first thing that we think of is, well, that's the fellow who denied Jesus. But how many times do we deny Jesus? By the life that we live, by the words that we say. I like what verse 61 says of Luke 22. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Judas Iscariot betrayed his Lord. Simon Peter denied his Lord. But there was a great difference in Simon Peter and Judas. There were no tears of repentance. The Bible doesn't mention Judas Iscariot